Views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about bringing it in. Bring it in, bring it in. Also, how to seek. That's always a good thing to know, how to do something. We have to keep in mind things are for the Lord alone. And if we get to it, the bonus today, when it's not love, but love.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Reminding people that the word media stands for making everyone dumber in America. Keep that in mind. We have lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, John Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, sponsorship acknowledgments for our very own. I thought she was Hawaiian, and turned out she's not. Pamela!
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Tokyo, no. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Just keeping it as easy as can be. Need some information, need some insight, need some wisdom, need some advice, need to talk to somebody who understands real estate, need some. Get in touch with Pamela. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Not hard to remember. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Touch base with her. She'll be glad to talk to you. Won't cost you any money just to talk on the phone with her, get an idea of what's going on. Doesn't matter if you're buying or selling or investing. That doesn't matter. Get in touch with Pamela Melchiono, 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. Couple of things to tell you as we get rolling for the day. First and foremost, I will tell you that I have learned a little bit of a secret in lawn cutting. Turns out that there are certain parts of my yard that grow faster than other parts of my yard. Something I had not noticed for 6 full months. Why? Because I'm not that bright. That's why. And it turns out that the place that grows the most is the edge in front of the house and on the side of the driveway. So you know what I did this weekend? I cut my yard. One strip on one side, one strip on the other. Amazingly, it looked like the whole yard had been cut. Took me 4 minutes and not an hour and 40 minutes. I'm feeling pretty good about that. What do you think? That's a cheap way to do it, right? I just cut the big strips that have a lot of grass, and then it just looks like it's cut. So I look kind of like everybody else is cut. I think that's, what do you think? That's savings, labor saving, right? That's kind of genius. You're just laughing at me.
I'm wondering if you have a water leak that's making the grass grow.
I don't know. I could, but it does grow really uneven. And that's why I go out there and cut it every week, is because it looks like you know, like it's going back and forth. So our water bill's not a lot, so I don't know, but it could be our sprinklers, or it could be so many different things. But I have learned to make it look nice with a lot less effort.
There you go.
I'm pretty happy about that. For those that don't know, there's three special days today, holiday-wise, just in case you don't know. One of them has a direct protest to it. The first is Underwear Day. Today is Underwear Day, and you know how you're supposed to celebrate Underwear Day? I find this to be very bizarre. You're supposed to wear clean underwear or clean undershirts. Okay, so every day should be Underwear Day. Celebrate by wearing clean. I don't even know how to respond to that. Oyster Day, not really a big responder there. They say you love them or you hate them. I neither love oysters nor hate oysters. I, in fact, don't know any oysters personally, so I'm going to remain neutral on that one. And then finally, it's a Work Like a Dog Day. I don't know if you've heard of that or not. Work Like a Dog Day, although this has a protest going to it because cats do not appreciate being, circled out that way and pointed out that way as being lazier than dogs. You want to know anything else that's dumb coming over? I'm telling you, folks, if you sit there and listen to everybody's opinion on television, you might as well just take a long walk off a short pier. I mean, it's insanity. Don't do that. All right. All right, we have our trivia question, plus I want to share something with you, and then I'm going to do a teaching. So first I'll do the share, then I'll do the teaching. We'll do the trivia question in the next segment. This is a classic. Have you ever gone, as a Christian, to your Bible, okay? Just be honest. The Lord is watching. If you don't tell the truth here, the only one who's going to know is the Lord, but he's going to know. Have you ever gone to your Bible and you're getting ready to open it up, even if you've been reading in a particular section, even if you've got a system to your reading of the scriptures, okay? I have a system I use three or four different Bibles, and I'm in different sections all the time. It's kind of one of the ways I get around into the Word. But every once in a while, I really want to hear something special, you know, something like almost like a message from the Lord. So I'm using that as an example because I think a lot of people can relate to that. Well, the other day, I had a group of spiritual books that are all inspirational. They weren't the Bible. They were just inspirational books. And I thought, Lord, it would just be awesome if I could just open up one of these books and it would have something real direct for me. I've had that happen one time in 41 years. It was very, very cool. I had asked the Lord for a green light on a particular element. I picked up a book I had never read before. I opened up the book, and it said right on the page, here's your green light, just exactly what God wants you to do. I mean, it was like one of those cool things. All right, great. That's cool. Very cool. But I opened up the book, and I thought maybe the Lord will give me something special. So I opened up the book. Guess where I opened it to? Table of contents. I didn't even get into the text. It didn't work at all. My Open Sesame was a complete failure. So don't Open Sesame your Bible. It's not a good idea. It's not the way to do it. Don't get all weird on me with the word Open Sesame either. I don't like that. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 26 says this. What shall we say, brothers? Most of you just went to church yesterday, or some of you went Saturday night. Some of you are going to go Wednesday night. Here's what the scripture says, 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then shall we say, brothers, when you come together? Everyone has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, an interpretation. All of these things must be done for the strengthening of the church. So people will look at this and go, well, we should have this, this, this. Look at what it's saying. Everyone has a hymn or a word of instruction or a revelation or a tongue or an interpretation. When we all come together, everyone should have an let me explain that. You should have something to contribute. If it's not a hymn or a word of encouragement or a testimony or something to share, you should still come to church prepared to bring something, most specifically yourself. A lot of people come to church. What do you do? Truth. What do you do? and you say, oh, I like the worship, I don't like the teaching, or I like the teaching, I don't like the worship, and either you doodle or you get through or whatever the case may be, that is not being present at church. When you come to church, bring at least yourself. Maybe you simply need to bring yourself and prayers. Maybe you need to pray that people there at the church can be receptive to the word. Maybe you can be praying that you're not distracted. But when you come to church, bring something. Bring something. But bring you. Be present. One of the more difficult things that will happen for people that visit a church, by the way, for those that are not aware who are trying to have your church grow, is people first come in and the first thing they do, about 98% of the time it's been shown, is they check out the architecture because they're uncomfortable. They're trying to figure themselves out. You could be going to a church, and when you have a visitor, you should be just praying that the Lord will make that person just enjoy the Lord's presence. But you need to be there. You need to be present. Because when people go to church and they're kind of half there, half not, I know it doesn't seem like people know what's going on, but they do. People are in tune with one another in regards to that. People can tell if you're at church and you've checked out. So don't go to church. Oh, it was a long night Saturday. I got a lot of work to do this week. Don't go to church thinking about all the things that you could have or should have done in the week prior. And don't go to church thinking about all the things that you need to get done in the week up and coming. Go to meet with your brothers and sisters and go there to meet with the Lord and be strengthened in your faith. But you got to bring yourself. You got to be there. I got to be there. I mean, we've got to be there. It's one of the more important elements of being at church. In other words, as we run through the motions of Christianity, which many people do, some people will do a repetitive prayer. Some people will do repetitive Bible reading, and that's the fullness of their devotion. We need to have a little bit of life in there. And I would encourage you to go to church, but go there bringing yourself, your prayers, your heart, ready to engage, to bless, to be blessed, to be a part of it. You know, one of the reasons that people think that church is boring is because they make it boring. Unless you're there thinking, oh boy, this is it, the creator of the universe and his people and I, we're getting together. We're going to have a meeting. And we're going to hear, and we're going to learn, and we're going to grow, and we're going to bless one another. That's exciting. That's uplifting. Bring the right attitude. Bring the right disposition. Bring a prayerful heart. Bring ready to give of yourself to contribute. I got news for you. Every pastor who preaches likes to be encouraged after they teach. If you haven't done that for a while, go do that. On Sunday, after your pastor preaches, go say, hey, man, great job. If he does a terrible job, then say, always be praying for you. It's something that he can have that context of people are with me. Bring yourself. Bring you. Okay? All right. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything we find.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, Get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry He has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
Back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. Email davidspoonmedia at gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. I have a new YouTube video up there. Let's see if they'll let that one stay up there for a little while. It's just one that's reflective of the show, trying to encourage people who feel like, you know, your flat tire means it's the end of the world. You ever feel that way? Flat tire. It's the end of the world. Well, you just go through that. Kevin called in to thank us for the gift. You are more than welcome, Kevin. Glad you guys enjoyed it. I'm glad it was good. I'm super glad you didn't call up and say I needed Pepsi. Well, I'm just saying. That'd be kind of a bummer. But yeah, I'm very happy that that was a blessing for you. All right, this segment brought to you by Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown doing an extraordinarily excellent job. He had a great interview with us, so I'm really happy I was able to send that off to him right away. Dr. Brown, you can reach him by going to drbrandonbrown.com, but the doctor is DR. He gave me permission to do this, so it's drbrandonbrown.com. See, that's funny. DurBrandonBrown.com. Chiro Extraordinaire, chiropractor will help you. Is not one of those guys or one of those gals that says, I will adjust you every time I see you because I can charge you for that. See, I kind of don't like that. What if you don't need to be adjusted? I mean, there are times where you don't need to be adjusted. I mean, there's times where I go to see my doctor. They don't need to draw blood. I would prefer them not to. Thank you. He's the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson. His number, 972-454-9362. Did a great job, actually, when he was on our show. And you can always go to our podcast and listen to it. You are welcome to. We encourage people to go to the podcast. The podcasts are also found at davidspoonmedia.com, which is also davidspoon.com, which is his appointment.com, which is all these other... You know, spoonbusiness.com, this, that, that, whatever. It's all these things. But davidspoonmedia.com is the easiest way to for me to tell you. Go check out Dr. Brandon Brown. We have a link also to his website. You can make an appointment directly with him and have a chance to talk to somebody. And he has made the commitment to give anybody he sees from the show a lollipop. So he bought some lollipops. That's the way to do it. All right, before we get into our next teach, let's talk about the trivia. The trivia is going to kind of an interesting one coming out of the book of Acts. So if you're not real familiar, you should be a little familiar with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew and John were actually two of the 12 original disciples. Then you have the book of Acts, and then you have what is called, what the church world, I should say, is called the Pauline epistles. And that goes essentially from Romans to Philemon. Yes, some people call it Philemon, Philemon. And then at Hebrews, there's a little question as to whether that's a Pauline epistle, a letter written by Paul. A lot of people do not think it is. That is certainly no area of contention for anybody in the world. But they'll typically say Hebrews, if not considered a Pauline, is then called one of the general epistles. And that goes all the way unto Jude. And then you have the Revelation, which is the Apocrypha style writing in the New Testament. So anyway, this is in Acts, and Acts is the history of the beginning of the work of the apostles slash and disciples after Pentecost, after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Here's the question. How many people from Peter's initial sermon, responded to Peter's initial sermon after Pentecost and were baptized? How many people responded to that? Our number, 972-445-0770. How many people responded to that sermon? Hint, it was more than one. All right, there you go, 972-445-0770. I want to talk a little bit about SeatGeek, and I've talked about this in the past. This is our 98th show, so Wednesday will be our 100th show. So by the grace of God, you'll hear me on Wednesday. That'll be show number 100. Here is something we've talked about before, and you'll notice there are some things I will talk about multiple times because they're worth it. I mean, it's all worth it, but some things have more of a power and a pull than others. This, I think, is one of those things we need to keep in mind. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. So when I read a passage like this in Colossians, I do a breakdown. I do it a little different. I don't think it's all that different than everybody who's listening to me, but I kind of look at that and I'll repeat a verse maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and then I'll chop it up so I can see what it is I'm looking at. You know, what's, I don't sit there and go, this is an adjective, this is a noun, this is an adverb, this is a conjunction. I just think, okay, what does that mean? If you're raised with Christ, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and go, he's talking to people that are believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and have been baptized in some capacity. If you then were raised with Christ, though, in your life, you have been born again, that is a for certain, then you seek the things which are above. Okay, again, not rocket science. But the things above do not have to do with the things on cable television. Sorry. It says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is. You mean we should be present tense, because it doesn't say sought, it says seek. Seek those things which are currently above, where Christ is. Not where Christ will be. Oh, cool. Sitting at the right hand of God. You've heard some of my stuff talking about sitting, standing, moving around. Okay. But then it says this. It says, seek those things which are above. Then it says, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. The premise here is that verse 1 and 2, they go together, right? They're a together thing. And so the way that you go about seeking something is you set your mind to it. How do you seek first the kingdom of God? Every one of us knows Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, And we can have fun in the theology of it, talking about whether that's righteousness that comes through the redemptive work of Christ, or it's also a righteousness attained to by walking close to God, or a righteousness that you know you're supposed to be trying to attain to because God is holy, therefore be ye holy. There, it's all of those. It's not one of those. It's all of those. And all of those, all the other things will be given to you, but seek first the kingdom. Well, what is that trying to say to us? It's saying there is a priority in life. And the priority in life has to do with God's stuff. So when we seek the things that are above, we set our minds to those things. When we seek first his kingdom, we're more mindful of his kingdom. When we're seeking the kingdom of God, we're thinking about, processing with, operating in the kingdom of God being a priority of all that we do. So we don't just look at life from the humanistic point of view, from some religious point of view. Our minds, our hearts are committed to what it is that has been established and declared by God as the testimony through his son, Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to make that a pursuit. Well, that means I got to think about it. This is the stuff that we need to do. I'm trying to give you a practical how. And it's like that's one of the reasons why we need to be in the Word in the earlier part of the day, I think, because it gives us a premise to approach the day saturated in his Word. Well, we're supposed to view things with his eyes as well, not just ours, or with the understanding that God is a part of the landscape that we're looking at. What you're looking at, when you just look at it from the human point of view, it's extremely limited. We often forget God can tear the fabric of the universe and insert his kingdom in any point and in any place. And so we need to think, well, I could see this picture with God in it, and it would be completely different. Well, do that. Do that. That's what you're supposed to do. Well, Dave, I mean, you're trying to tell me I'm supposed to see everything, you know, with God? Yes. That is what I am saying. Because that is what he desires. That is our priority. I know you got to pay your bills. I'm not dumb. I know you got to figure out how to drive in the Dallas traffic. I know how you got to figure out how to cut your yard. I get it. You got to take care of your kids and your grandkids, and you got to take care of your husband and your wife and your friends. I know. I get it. But you don't have to do that stuff absent of God. That's all I'm saying. We don't have to be absent of God, and too many of us are. I think too many of us think of life without God. The Lord's saying, don't, because I'm here. That's the whole premise of Jesus being named Emmanuel. God is with us. And in these things that we face, he's there. That's the point. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's 3 ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. A couple things to tell you. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, and YouTube David Spoon Media. Like I said, on YouTube, I took one of the shows and reloaded if you haven't seen it. It's all about the one about when I get a flat tire, which I think is important because people get kind of like, if something bad happens and they're like, ah. I do that. Like, uh-oh. Oh, no, I have to merge lanes. Anyhow, let me repeat the trivia question. The trivia question is, how many people accepted the message and were baptized after Peter preached his first sermon at Pentecost? You can look it up in your Bible. It's in Acts. I just don't want you to Google it. I'd rather just have you search the word. That's the way to go about it. 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. There is not a prize. So for those that are like, well, I do, but I don't want to get a prize. Well, you're not getting one. Don't worry. The answer is nada. You can have a nada for the right answer. But we'll still play the, you know, you got it right thing. How many people accepted the message that Peter preached at Pentecost? How many people accepted and were baptized? This segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
So John and I do a lot of texting and so on and so forth. He's going to see me a lot more, or at least to some degree, because we're going to be working on my roof. So I just want to encourage you to go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. Theblessedroofingcompany.com. Whether you need a replacement, repairs, or you just need insight, you just need to talk to somebody. One of the things that I've seen John do is John will talk to somebody for 5 minutes. No, it's not an obligation. It'll just tell you, this is this, this is this, this is what's going on here. What would you like us to do? Boom. 469 blessed. By the way, that talk doesn't cost. 469 blessed. 469 BLESSED. Give him a holler. Tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Let him know you appreciate it. Let him know you appreciate his sponsorship. We certainly do. And we're hoping that he gets much business. Can I say that? That's not even good English. We hope he gets much business. Okay. I speak for a living. That's what's sad. not the rest of it. That's sad. Okay. So before I get into the teach, I'm going to skip the third teaching. I'm going to go to the bonus because I think it's a little better. But I will tell you that on Friday, we got a chance to watch our grandkids. Okay. Now, I have two groupings of grandkids. One is in Tennessee, so we're going to be seeing them in a couple weeks. The baby is doing okay. Baby's doing good, but they have to keep a super close eye on the new baby, new grandson. So there I have two grandsons and a granddaughter. And here in Fate, Texas, I have a grandson and a granddaughter. So we were watching on Friday night. Here is what I found out about myself, because we've only watched them in bits and pieces. And this time we got a chance to watch them for 4 hours. Okay. 4 hours means diaper changing. Okay. Here's what I found out about myself. I'm just being honest, as militant as I have ever been with my grandkids and my kids. It's like, apparently, my issues of control have not gone away after 35 years. Who knew? And when my little Carter Bear grandson, we call him Carter Bear, he threw all the stuff out of the little thing and wanted to watch something on television. I put everything on pause and said, if you don't put that back, the only thing you're going to watch is your eyes closing when you go to bed. And then I, not only that, but I gave my countdown. 5, 4, and I am brutal. 3, 2, 1, I'm going to pick him up, take him in his bed. He promptly gets up and puts all the toys away. It's like, hey, you know, that still works. Who knew? Who knew discipline still worked? Oh, God knew. How funny is that? Speaking of discipline, what a lead-in that was. Speaking of discipline, here we go. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there was a recent vote for fast food. They did a fast food survey. Guess who number one was? Number one fast food. The one fast food that's gotten the most grief from the media, by and large, has been voted in the last week the number one fast food in the world. It's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A won. Straight out won it. You know, Dan Cathy, and a long time ago, many years ago. Remember when he answered that question? He believes in marriage between a man and a woman, and then everybody freaked out against Chick-fil-A, and everybody was going nuts. When that happened, my wife and I, we were living in San Marcos, and I remember it, and I filmed it. Well, I remember it because there were 500 people in line to support Chick-fil-A. And then there were two people that were protesting. I'm not kidding. That is not exaggerating. And the press came, okay? And what did they do? What would the press do in that situation? 500 people in line, everybody supporting Chick-fil-A, two protesters. What do you think they did? Take a wild guess.
Made it look like the 500 were protesters.
What they did is they interviewed the two and didn't pay any attention to this because there's no support. There's like, that's not a story then. Oh, well, these people are Christians and they support Chick-fil-A. It's like they're so deceptive. I cannot. I'm in media and I know it stands for making everyone dumber in America. Come on. I mean, I'm in it. And so they tried to make it like the protesters were a multitude. Two. There were two. And one girl had a sign. And the sign said, God is love. Now, that sounds fantastic. It even sounds spiritual. And it is scriptural. 1 John 4:16 says, God is love. Here's the difference. And this is why I want to talk about this. God's definition of love and people's definition of love are not the same. That's the problem. The problem is, in the world's definition of love, that means everybody smoke some grass and walk in some Birkenstocks and wear a tie-dye t-shirt and we're all just getting along. And it's like, that is not God's definition of love. In fact, if I just let my grandkids do whatever they want, when Carter Bear pulled the chair over to where the countertop was and began, because he's 2 years old, he's already like a monkey, and he's already climbing up where the stuff is, which, by the way, is where the knives are and all the other stuff, but up there were some crackers. So I'm just saying, the kid's climbing, he's Spider-Man and the whole thing. Why? Well, because there's crackers. And so he's already figured out, chair over there, body weight hair, swing the hips, get past it. But to get to the crackers, he's got to go past the sink. He's got to go past the knives. Well, in the world's definition of love, it's like, don't stop whatever he's going to do. Just let him do it. But in common sense definition, we would call that stupid. Okay? We don't have a spiritual word for stupid. We just use stupid. That's the word. So I grabbed Carter Bear off the countertop and I put him down and I said, try that again and you'll walk funny. And then if you don't like that, I'll get rid of you and make your mom and dad replace you with one that looks just like you. Now, you think, well, that's mean. Yeah, but that's firm. Isn't that funny? That's firm. You just got that, huh? And then just discipline. And here's the bottom line. The bottom line is in God's definition of love, there's this concept called discipline. If you don't discipline in your family, if you have zero discipline, something wrong with you. Here, it's a hot oven. Don't touch the hot oven. You'll get burned. In the world's definition of love, just kiss the oven, see what happens. It's like, you know, so here, kiss it. We'll just stick your head in it. We'll just put you in it. My point is this. The world's definition of love is not, we'll just do whatever we want, however we feel. There's no parameters. That's the problem. Not that people can't have differences of opinion and disagree and fight and argue, or to some degree. You know, you can argue. You don't want to be argumentative. But the idea is that you can't let the world define what God defines. If you said to any of those people, you know, the true definition of love is giving sacrificially until it hurt, how would that apply to their cause? Just think of that. They wouldn't even be able to function in their cause because there's no sacrificial giving in it. There's just arrogance and position. So why I'm saying that is because God's definition, Hebrews 12, 4 through 6, have you forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons? My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Now, I bet you don't hear that quoted. You want to bet? You want to bet on the news? That won't be quoted? Here's the difficulty. Love is not just a fuzzy feeling. There's fuzzy feelings involved in it. But that's when people fall in love. Love is caring enough to say no. Hey, Dad, can I have an Uzi? No, you can't have an Uzi. When you say to the Lord, if you love me, Lord, you'd let me win the lottery. See, God is smart enough and loves you enough to go, no, that won't help you. That'd be bad for you. No, I'll really give you 10%. Oh, so you'll only keep 90 million of 100 million? Oh, so what are you asking for? $90 million? See, all I'm trying to say is we don't need to do it that way. That's not the way to go about it. When I come back from this break, I want to tell you what the scripture leads us into that shows the genuine love of Jesus Christ in a story. And let's just see how that compares to what everybody else is saying. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Huh. Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle-aged line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got points. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station. Where Wonder Julie was just telling me about her dog. Her dog's worse than my dog. See, you got to tell your dogs no, right? I mean, you have to, right? Otherwise, apparently they'll eat ears of corn. And so funny. He ate the whole thing? Like the cob,
everything. There wasn't a kernel left.
That's pretty good. That is pretty funny. I was just telling her, my wife, she'll break in a set. Dog comes up, puts his head on her knee. It's over. Does that look? I never eat anything, though I'm 15 pounds overweight. I mean, it's just like, okay, whatever. Let's see. This segment brought to you by our good friend Jamie Blumenthal. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, retiretherightway.com. It's pretty simple. Noble plans. You want to make noble plans for noble purposes and surrender them to the Lord. That's the best you can do. Can't do better than that. You want to plan right, retire the right way. That's why they have retiretherightway.com. Like he was in last time, I told him, every time I hear retire the right way, I think of a one-way sign and people going the wrong direction, which has happened to me. Jamie Blumenthal and Nancy are working to work with people. They've helped over 600 families in Dallas, and not just 600 families, 600 people, I should say, families, people, whatever, in regards to helping make sure that their information is on track. They will not charge you to meet with them. There is no cost. You do get a free book. The book is really, really good, information-packed. Give them a call. Meet with them. It's not a problem. They're very, very cash. Very cash. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. I don't think you're supposed to do radio reads and then use the phrase cash. Unless it's a sweater. So we were talking about love. And the reason is because I want to help people see that biblical love involves discipline, involves no. You know, if you really love somebody, you wouldn't want them to go to hell, even though it could create a strain, so you tell them the truth. That's love, being willing to sacrifice at that point all the simple peace that's going on in order to help them to avoid spending eternity apart from God. That's love, not making a cake, okay? So I wanted to take this just a little further, and I know not everybody's going to be thrilled to death with it, but it is what it is, so I'm not going to change it. By the way, I'll give one more chance on this, and then I'll give the answer. How many people accepted the message and were baptized after Peter preached at Pentecost? That's the question on the table. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I want to point out a few things that might be helpful for us to understand. 10 times Jesus commanded people to repent in the Gospels. Sin is mentioned 112 times. The poor is mentioned 35 times. So everybody making a big deal, always quoting, always talking about Scripture, never talk about the things that are pertinent in Scripture. 3 times more references to sin than there is to the poor, just to let you know. All right, answer to our trivia question, I hope. Hi, this is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm hanging in there and doing good. Thank you.
All right, let's just get her done the right way. Tell me, sir, how many people accepted the message and were baptized after Peter preached at Pentecost?
If my memory's right, I think it was 3,000.
That's right. It is correct. In fact, one of the versions, they give a number. It's funny because in the Greek it says 3,000, then there's another Greek translation that says, it actually says roughly 3,000, but it's right at that 3,000 mark, which is an enormous, think about that. There was 120 people, the Holy Spirit came into that room, right? They come out, Peter preaches his first big message, then that church goes from 120 to 3,120.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's a few logistical things that need to happen. Time to find a new place to meet right away, you know, kind of thing. So,
yeah.
Excellent job, Jerry.
You're so good. You're so good at doing what you do. That's great.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. You have an awesome program. You know, it's an enlightening, which is the first step. The truth is being enlightened. And then to add a little bit of humor to it, certainly nothing wrong with that. So we appreciate you doing that.
I appreciate that, brother. All right. Thank you, sir. Keep me in prayer. I can always use it. I will never turn it down. Trust me. Thank you, bro. All right. So let's go back to that nice answer. Good job. 3,000. Can you imagine you had a church of 120 and then boom, 3,000. It's like, we're going to need a bigger building. That's kind of like back to the Jaws thing. We're going to need a bigger boat. They're going to need a bigger building. And they had to start going, okay, you're in charge, you're in charge, you're in charge. Wow. That's a good problem to have. I mean, certainly. All right, so I want to go back to this because I want you to see something about Jesus and how he engages with people. 10 times he said to repent. And for those that do not know it, all the introductions in the New Testament from the New Testament players begin with the message repent. Every one of them. Okay, so why that's important? John the Baptist, repent. Jesus, when he first preached, repent. Peter says, repent. The church, Paul, comes out, repent. The church at large, repent. And that's never the message that people talk about. It's never the message you hear on, you know, CNN, MSNBC, or even Fox, for that matter. Nobody says it. That's what it says. That's what the word says. Stop trying to beat around the bush. First thing you got to do is repent. Now, I think Dr. Jeffers said it pretty good, whether you like him or not. Before you understand the good news, you better understand the bad news. Like, yeah, that's a lot of truth there, right? In fact, there is a passage in Luke that talks about John the Baptist, repent, and then he said, and hear the gospel of the good news. So repent is connected into the same sentence as the good news. Just something for you to keep aware of. Let's look at John chapter 8 just real quickly. Early in the morning, he went back to the temple courts referring to Jesus. All the people came to him, and they sat down to teach. He sat down to teach. The scribes and Pharisees, however, brought to him a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before them and said, Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law of Moses, we're commanded to stone such a woman. What do you say? They said this to test him in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and began to write in the ground with his finger. Then they continued to question him. He straightened up and said, Let him who is without sin among you be the first to cast a stone against her. And again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they began to go away one by one, beginning with the older ones, until only Jesus was left with the woman. Jesus straightened up, asked her, Woman, where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you? No one, Lord, she answered. Then neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. I don't know why that's hard. Go, right? And sin, no more. What's the dealios? A couple of things to tell you real fast. He that's without sin, let him cast a stone at her. That's where Barack Obama mistakenly got, don't cast stones at glass houses. I'm sorry. It's not my fault he misquoted. I didn't tell him to do it. Read the Bible. You'll know what it says. Number two, where's the guy? Okay, they got the girl. That's cool. Where's the guy? There was a guy involved. Why isn't he there? All right? So you got a couple of issues here. Three, they're doing this to test him. They don't care about anything right. Number four, Jesus was writing on the ground with his finger. Love the commentaries that say he was writing forgiven. Doesn't say that. You're thinking, well, what was he writing? I don't know. He's probably doodling. Maybe he was writing, maybe he was doing a happy face before happy face became popular, knowing it's going to become popular one day. Who knows? It doesn't say. He's writing in the ground. I say doodling. You can't say scripturally otherwise. Nobody knows. They all left, beginning from the eldest to the youngest, because consciousness of a person, your conviction from your conscience, is usually working better when you're older and wiser, so it kind of worked its way downward. Fine. There's other interpretations. I'm not really dwelling on that. Jesus stands up. There's nobody left. Where are your accusers? Nobody's condemned you. Nobody's condemned me. Jesus goes, I don't condemn you either. Go. And keep sinning your brains out. That's what I want you to do. Sin so much that we can have a party. See, he doesn't say that. He says, go and sin no more. Our inability for people to communicate is our, you know, when somebody commits a sin, it's not like you are forgiven. But that is not license to return. It is go and sin no more. Look at you and I, we have sinned multitudes of times. But when we know that we're forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ from a positional point of view and from the practical point of view, we feel that washing and that refreshness and newness that is not a license to go do it again. Come on. Go and sin no more. That is love, not the other junk. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break and come back with more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows when a broken heart will mend.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.